Greetings and salutations. This is Jason from the Jason Knows Podcast, and you are listening to episode 96. And remember, and never forget, a smile is something your brain tells your mouth. So thank you. Thank you for joining me again for another week of indie music. Hopefully fun, good times to be had by everyone. I've just returned from Nashville area. Spent about a week out there doing my convention thing with work, and it was weary, tiring, exhausting, lots of fun. Wouldn't change it for anything, but God, do I need to sleep. It's amazing how much you think about when you're somewhere, how you want to be somewhere else, and when you're somewhere else, you want to be back where you were. So I definitely was very excited to go on out to Nashville. I really wanted to hook up with my buddy Johnny Bennett, who was not able to hook up with. My work schedule was just way too crazy, and the allotted time that I had to get out, I was way worn out. Plus, he was working, so just didn't work out. I'm sure that'll rectify itself someday. We'll get together and talk about old times. But now we're talking about new times, and I'm back in Long Beach. Lots of things have, you know, kind of started to settle. The kitties are all doing great. And I've got Jason Knows episode 96 closing in on the heels of episode 100 here coming up very quick. Got a lot of fantastic artists on this week's show. I'd like to kick things off here with Miss Shauna Burns. And the name of this song is called The Slow Process of Shutting Down. This is a new release from her album coming out called The Moon in the Fire Circle. So here we go with Shauna Burns.
Found you.
I wish I could say that the end of the year of 2007 and Christmas and everything was like a fun, joyous time. I had, you know, lots of time off, although I was getting myself ready for a convention, and a friend of mine was moving out of town, so a lot of my attention and a lot of my effort of things were kind of pointed in that direction. But those times are done. I'm definitely taking some time to focus in on myself, make sure that I'm doing what's right for me, and hopefully making some changes for the better again, a little more focus. You know, it's very easy for you to get distracted and make other people's priorities your own, and all of a sudden you look around and you're like, what am I doing that's important for me and the development of myself? Certainly not recommending that you abandon your friends out there, but it is possible that you can lose yourself, and it's always important that you circle back around, find your center, make sure that you're making the right steps and making new friends, getting out there. You know, there's so many people out there in the world that you haven't met, and it's important that you take a little time and just get yourself out of there and make a difference in this world, you know. Next track up here is a lady who comes out of, I believe she comes out of Nashville, actually. Her name is Maggie Walters, and she's going to be coming out to the Los Angeles area. So if you are going to be at the Hotel Cafe around February 23rd, I recommend that you go and check her out. She's going to be fantastic. The name of this track is called Sundays.
Blind believing everything you said, all the things I never knew I wanted, chasing me and charming me and sleeping in my bed. And I'm sorry that I gave you all my Sundays. Sunday's never gonna be the same. Chances, I was waiting for your call. Foolishly seduced by your illusions. The one who fits so perfectly did not exist at all. Suffocating, choking me in ways I can't explain. Made you love the little things about me, the very things you loved in me are the things you took away. And I'm sorry that I left you in the morning, but mornings never would have been the same.
So that is definitely, I think, some beautiful music, and just love the sentiment. I know that Sundays are very important for me. I know that for a lot of people, Sundays are, you know, the day that they recharge their battery, the day that they give up, you know, to God and all that stuff. For me, you know, Sundays are a time to reflect and to take everything in at a little bit slower of a pace, a little bit more like how I'd like to be living the rest of my life. And I'd like to thank Maggie for putting that all together. and crystallizing it. You know what I'm saying? Would want to also just share a quick story with you about the convention that I was at. I was at the Gaylord Opryland, which is in Tennessee, more specifically in Nashville, more specifically right next to Opryland. And this is the second year that I've gone, and I only got out of the hotel room once. Not the hotel room, but the hotel complex. The place is huge. I mean, you could literally walk around for a day and maybe see everything that's there. But, I mean, that's a lot of walking time. Only got out into the city that one time and had a really good time. One of the things that was that I wanted to share was that the convention that we had, there's about 1,100 of our franchisees who are all there, and there is a whole other conventions that are going on. So the NCAA was there prior to us showing up, and while our convention was going on, the next group was coming in, and this was some kind of and forgive me for not knowing the name of it, but some kind of shopping contingency. So imagine, you know, 600 or 700 women, all like pro shoppers, you know, that like, that's their job, you know, and they descended upon this building and, all of a sudden, you know, you see them walking with these huge bags around and, you know, very comfortably doing it. I suppose if you do it professionally, that's what comes from it. But there was a moment when I was walking through, buying some knickknacks and things, and literally, you know, 300 women are all walking to a bus, and I'm walking in the other direction, and so literally 300 women walk through me, and I don't know if any of you guys out there have had an opportunity to experience that, but it definitely, or any of you ladies too, if you swing that way, but it is definitely an uplifting kind of experience to go through, and like no guys around anywhere, you know, so just like 300 women just kind of passing you by. Unfortunately, they all passed me by, but that's not the point. The point of the story is that, you know, that there's a positive impact that's there. So if you ever, I think I'm going to tell our convention coordinator to always plan for a huge, you know, female contingency after the on the heels of any of our conventions, because definitely it picked me up in terms of the rest of the week and getting through it, and knowing that I was so severely outnumbered, you know, that you never know when lightning might strike. Didn't strike this time around, but I did meet a lot of really fun people. I met people who I wouldn't have had a chance to meet otherwise, and you got to be thankful for that, right? You got time to check out a movie?
Toga, toga, toga.
Let's go to the movies. I crossed the streams, Ray.
The Cinderella boy, about to become the Masters champion.
So this week on the Jason Knows podcast, I have an incredibly special penultimate film to review. I've been holding this movie back for a while because I've just been waiting for the right time to talk about it and share it with you guys. This is a movie that was a building block for me growing up, and wanted to just make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to see it. And, you know, it may not be the greatest movie in the world. There may be things about it that are maybe somewhat laughable, but the heart of the movie, the story of the movie, everything that it's about is just so... in some cases, I'm not going to have words, so I'll just, you know, kind of move on here. But the movie is called Tommy. It's a Ken Russell flick. The envisioned embodiment of Pete Townsend's philosophy, life, things that had happened, not to him himself, but a story that he was looking to tell. It was a time when rock music was relegated to only being, you know, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. And coming from Pete Townsend's background, his father being a musician, and not being satisfied to just be a 2-minute 30 rock musician, decided to break out of the bonds of those confinements, and started with a series of songs called A Quick One While He's Away. So he took the idea of taking, you know, 3 and 4 minute songs and stringing them together in order to tell a story. This proceeded into his next project, which was called Tommy, which was a double record back in the days when they made records. This movie also came out near my birthing day back in 1969. And so it had a special significance for me the first time that I heard it, which I probably would have been like 9 or 10 when I first experienced the album. Begged and pleaded for my parents to let my older brother and I go and see this movie. And of course, this isn't back in the day. There weren't DVDs and there weren't videotapes or any of that stuff. And so it was very hard to actually find a movie that you wanted to see if you were looking for something that wasn't in the mainstream theaters at that point. Tommy was one of those midnight movie films, and something that your parents wouldn't let you go to see a midnight movie film, but we did eventually find a place that was playing it as a matinee, and my brother and I went and saw it, and I can remember just feeling so floored and taken by the movie. The album itself, you know, one of the hit tracks that I'm sure everybody is familiar with is Pinball Wizard, and you know, the song resonated with me a lot, loving to play games and everything like that. But the song was a gateway to the rest of the album that taught me about how to be empathetic, how to see the world through somebody else's eyes, how to feel yourself through their experience, and really something that I use throughout my life. Tommy is a movie that I don't think I've seen very lately, but I do watch it at least, you know, once or twice a year. It's that important to me. It's almost like a holiday kind of thing. And during the time that it was made, there were a lot of guest artists who appeared on it, including Anne Margaret and Oliver Reed and people, and Jack Nicholson, and people who weren't exactly singers. I mean, Anne Margaret is definitely a singer, but some of the stuff that she was asked to do didn't translate really well. So there are parts of the film where are almost, again, like I said before, laughable, the track Christmas. There's just some tones in there that are just not right. And I don't know if anybody's actually heard Jack Nicholson attempt to sing, but he does in this movie. And it's kind of strange. The telling of the story, I think, is what they really focused on, and the grandeur to how it is put out, I think, is really important. The film itself is the story about a young boy whose father was an airman, and he was born on the day the war ended. Fortunately, his father passed away on that same day, so he grows up without a father for guidance until his mother decides to start dating again. And the man is a good man, but he's not the same man that his father was. And without giving away too much of the plot of the story, Tommy is rendered deaf, dumb, and blind, and is just completely non-responsive. And the movie seeks to try to break him of this curse, really, that has befallen him. The only way that he is really able to communicate with the outside world at all is playing pinball. And, you know, that didn't happen to me. But by watching the movie and listening to the songs and becoming very intimate with it, I believe that. And we're all unto ourselves, locked away to a certain degree, and we all have to break out of our shell and become who we are. And hopefully, you know, in that process, we become more than the sum of our parts, and we can really share, you know, who we are and what we do. And so obviously this movie has had, you know, a major, major impact on me. Whether you go and buy the album, the soundtrack, the movie, all of those pieces, you know, come from the original. There was also a Broadway play that was made, which I saw, but I don't think that had as much, you know, impact on me. Lots of things were reworked, and for the sake of being able to do it on stage, I think some things were sacrificed. The movie itself, just because there's so much more ability to do on live locations. Really looking at some of the artists that are performing on it after, you know, 30 years of this being, in film print already, is a testament to these artists. People like Tina Turner, Eric Clapton, Keith Moon, everybody in the Who, John Entwistle, who both of them have, you know, passed away now, it's incredible to watch, and it is almost an historical document in my estimation at this point. The side project that I've been trying to get off the ground, where I do a commentary over movies, it's definitely a movie that I'd like to include because I think it just adds so much to my life. It's added so much to people who I know, their life, and wanted to just let everybody in on it. If you haven't seen this movie, go out to the video store, rent it, or go and just buy it. I watch it a couple times every year, so I certainly recommend it being worth the investment. Again, the name is Tommy by The Who. It's pretty well known and hopefully well loved by everybody who sees it. I can't say enough about this movie, and if anybody ever wants to watch it, just send me an email. I'll probably come over and watch it with you because it's one of those movies that I could just watch over and 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 over again. So, hey, that's worth a free album, isn't it? So if somebody is looking for some free indie music and they've gotten this far in the show, congratulations. Please send me an email. I will send you the first person who sends me an email saying, Tommy, can you hear me? I'll send you a CD out of some great indie music. I've got a little stack here I've been collecting, so I'm ready to start pushing some of that stuff out. So if there's somebody in particular that you really love, like, Plastic Parachute, Sarah Green, Danielle Lopresti, just let me know, and I'll send it out to you. Well, welcome to the Jason Knows Starlight Lounge. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that. I'd like to take a few moments to talk about an incredible event that's coming up in the end of March here. This is the San Diego Indie Music Fest 4. This is the fourth year running of this event. This is produced by Daniel Lopresti and Alicia Champion, who both have just such love for indie music as well as independent artists. The Indie Music Fest has now as well expanded to film as well. So if you're into indie music and into indie film, this is the place for you to be. This is in the North Park area of San Diego. Seven stages, 70 acts playing, March 29th. I can think of no other better thing for you to be doing at the end of March than going and checking this out. I've got a couple of commitments. I'm going to see if I can move some of them around just so that I can go, because I've been to it the past 3 years, so I'm not about to lightly miss the fourth one here. But just an incredible band of artists here. If you hit Danielle Lopresti's MySpace page from my top friends list, you'll see all of the different acts that are performing, and it's incredible. If you're into indie music, it is one of the incredible events that you need to see through the year. So I hope to see you at the Indie Music Fest. I'll be the one with the podcast mic. You know, every once in a while there's an artist that comes around that makes you think, makes you feel, makes you cry, makes you laugh, all those different emotions, and that's somebody who's very special. For any art, for any person to be connecting with an artist in that way, the fact that I know this woman and just think that she's just a fantastic lady and is going to be doing some great things. She's got a bunch of new music that's going to be coming out very shortly. She's going to be performing. I've got it listed on my MySpace, so go and check that out. The last week of January. And any chance you get an opportunity to experience Sarah Green, I recommend that you take it. This is a track called Red Room, which is a favorite of mine, and I'm playing it here. I'm not, you know, obviously the greatest singer in the world. The guitar work is kind of cool, but I just wanted to share it with you guys. I hope you like it.
under dim white light. All excuses become the reason for our eyes closed, free of sight. Sight of your beauty couldn't have landed me from shame. Now that you know my secret heart, and it doesn't ease the pain, but I know that if you come around, you bring it down again. Love can be real if only half is still pretend. I've been here in a red room, thinking about you. Now that everything's gray, knowing we're different, pretend we'll always stay the same. 'Cause it's easier this way, but I know that if you come around, you'll bring me down again. And I know love can be real if only half is still pretend. Here in a red room,
I'd like to thank all the artists this week on the Jason Knows podcast. So that's going to be Shauna Burns, Maggie Walters, and special shout out to Sarah Green for allowing me to play her track. Go out and buy it. Anything by Sarah Green, just go out and buy it. Don't even ask yourself a question why, just do it. If you don't like it, you can yell at me. I give you permission. So again, I'd like to thank everybody for listening as well. All of you out there who are checking me out on your iPods or on your computers or whatever you're listening to me on. Really appreciate that. I'm glad to know that what I have to share is something that you're into and interested in, and that you've, you know, gotten all the way to the end. This is you know, a very important time for me. It's something that, you know, I'd like to just throw out a play some music. You know, I obviously, you just heard the last track. I'm not the world's best singer. I'm not the world's most articulate guitar player, but I love to play, and I hope that that comes across, and hope that you, you know, pick up a track somewhere, and, you know, you never know where your next favorite song is going to come from, so maybe it's waiting to come from you. You never know until you actually try, so make this week about trying. Do something good in this world. Make a positive impact, and I'll see you next week. Jason Knows.